Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, this evening to the book of Genesis and the first chapter. We began some weeks ago on the subject of the moving of the Spirit. And we're going to build tonight on what we've already seen. But here in Genesis, the very beginning of the Word of God in verse 1 of chapter 1, what does it say? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So that's how this earth got here. God created it. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And He divided the light from the darkness. In the beginning, before the dry land was brought forth, before the heavens, the atmosphere, and the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and the creatures, and man, and before all of that, the Spirit of God was there. And He was, we looked up these words and talked about it, He was hovering over the face of the deep. And God spoke. And when the Word of God was spoken and released, why was the Spirit of God there? Why was He hovering? Why? Well, the Spirit of God and the Word of God are one and work as one and together. And when the Word of God is spoken and released in faith, then the Spirit of God moves. We're talking about the moving of the Spirit. Are you interested in the moving of the Spirit? We should be. We should be hungry to learn and know and experience the moving of the Holy Spirit, yes, in our services, but you don't have to wait for service time. You can experience the moving of the Spirit in your home, right? In your car, at your place of work. And it's not all spectacular. There are many different ways the Spirit of God manifests Himself and moves. What we want to learn is how to cooperate with Him and how to yield to Him so that He moves more and more and more until we really do, instead of just talking and bandering titles around, we really do live a Spirit-filled life. You know, that terminology is used so loosely. Spirit-filled church, Spirit-filled ministry, Spirit-filled believers. And the truth is, many times, it's not Spirit-filled. It's a lot of flesh. And just because you spoke in tongues in 1965 does not mean you live full of the Holy Ghost every day. In fact, Ephesians, the play on the Greek word there, it says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and songs. The definition is, be ye being filled. It's a continuous thing. There is one initial filling of the Holy Spirit that there's supposed to be many refillings. And that doesn't mean you're trying to get saved all the time. No, of course not. Of course not. You're not even a candidate to be empowered with the Holy Ghost until you're born again. Now, it can happen a split second. Well, you can be born again, filled with the Spirit, split second later. But just because you were doesn't mean it's automatic that you live full and overflowing all the time. It's easy in this carnal world we live in to be fleshy and carnal and intellectual and miss the moving of the Spirit. And like we said before, you know, so many times people get in one ditch on the other. They either are dry and just intellectual and no moving of the Spirit, or anything goes. And yeah, the Spirit of God moves sometimes, but every other kind of spirit moves too. Like one fellow said, you know, in 1 John, he said, try the spirits. And he said, one fellow thought that was like Baskin Robbins. Try all the flavors. So they try in every spirit. Well, no, we don't want just everything moving. Right? We want the Spirit of God moving. And every other kind of thing shut down. And everybody has their idea and opinion about how things are supposed to be. But we see, you know, in the New Testament that he instructed that there was supposed to be order. Right? Writing to the saints at Corinth, that things should be done decently and properly and in order. So how many understand what we're talking about? We don't want to be dead. And we don't want to be wild and no control. But there is a truth. And there is a right division of the word. And there is a good understanding of the moving of the Spirit.
Yes,
are you hungry for it?
Yes,
well, we must not be passive. We must not be, you know, indifferent and say, well, you know, that'd be nice if it happened, but you know, whatever. No, that won't cut it. And it can't just be three people in the church that's hungry. If you have that, then those three hungry people, they'll have some moving of the Spirit at home. And the other 99% of the people won't. But how many remember the scriptures talk about covet earnestly the best gifts? Covet's a strong word, isn't it? I mean, we're warned about coveting people's stuff and coveting people's houses and things and spouses. I mean, we're warned about that severely. But here it turns around and says, covet this. Covet means have a strong, intense, compelling hunger and desire for it. You just get to the place where you say, I've got to have it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I've got to have that.
Yeah.
Now, you shouldn't be like that when it comes to that new car. I've got to have that car. That car's calling my name. Me and that car's friends. I got to have it. I got to have that jewelry. I got to have that house. I got to have that. That's how people mess up. Getting dead over their head and mess themselves up and get to where they can't give and they can't sow. And right? The time to put God first is before you sign for those 300 easy payments. Right? Good news, though. Even if you've just messed yourself up terribly, God will still have mercy on you and bail you out if you're willing to repent and if you'll come and admit it before Him and ask Him for help. But then, you know, we ought to learn something and make some changes. Said out loud, I am hungry. I have a strong desire for the moving of the Spirit. Amen. Don't just say it in here tonight, but think about it tonight when you get home and tomorrow and the next day. And say it out loud again in your home and in your car and say, Lord, I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for the move of your Spirit, the true, real moving of your Spirit. I'm hungry because those that are hunger and thirst after the right things of God, the Bible said they are the ones that get filled. Well, turn with me, if you would, to Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians 2, and let's go on tonight learning about this. Ephesians 2 and 22. Ephesians 2, actually let's back up to verse 18. It's all good. Ephesians 2, 18 says, through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. We have access by how? By one Spirit. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. And you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Is the Lord building something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Remember He said, on this rock, this revelation of Jesus being the Christ, the Son of God, He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So is He building His church? not just a local church here or wherever, but the whole church, the whole body in every nation of the world. And how many know part of the church is already in heaven? And part of the church here on the earth. And it's a big church. Right?
Amen.
How many believers already in heaven?
No.
Bunch of them. Yeah. How many is on the earth worldwide?
What?
There's a bunch. And it's growing.
Yeah.
Actually, the devil's very concerned about it.
Yeah.
He'd like for you to believe nothing's happening. But I'm telling you, the church is growing. People are getting saved. And not only that, people are finding out who they are in Christ.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they're not letting the devil run their life. And they're rising up in their authority and they're learning how to pray. And they're learning how to believe God and live and walk by faith. Right? The devil's got serious problems. And it's only going to get worse for him. Right? He's losing this deal. It's already lost in the plan of God. And we're seeing it happen. You know, he likes to, you know, present himself as such a bad dude. But you know what he's going to be known throughout eternity as? The loser. I'm not just saying that to be funny. That is his claim to fame. Right? He's not just a loser. He's the biggest loser in eternity. The, capital T and capital L, the loser. So the next time he tries to tell you about how bad he is, you say, hey, I know who you are. You're the loser. Not just a loser, the loser. Right? I mean, what happens to him? Did you read the end of the book? He loses. Big time. Everything. Forever. How about you? Are you the loser or a loser? No, no, because you don't hook up with him and his bunch.
Amen.
You are actually more than a conqueror. You are a winner in him, Christ, who is the conqueror, the winner, the King of kings and Lord of lords forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's my Lord and he's my friend. Say it out loud. He's my Lord,
and my friend.
And my friend. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're on the winning side?
Yes.
I like to win, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forget losing.
Hallelujah.
No. Aren't you glad you don't have to? Do you remember he said he always causes us to? That's win. That's win. Win. You need to say it again one more time. I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
Close your eyes. Say it out loud. I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
The devil's a liar.
The devil's a liar.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
Jesus
always
causes me
to win.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.